Galloway time on March the 12th, 2024, and we have a quorum of the members of the Planning and Zoning Commission present. Welcome to anyone who's a visitor. This meeting is in order. Public comment. Planning and Zoning Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included in the agenda. Comments are related to the public hearings will be heard with specific hearing starts. So I'd ask, is there any of the public that would like to address the Planning and Zoning Commission? Seeing no one, I'll go to item three. Consider action on the minutes of February 13, 2024's meeting. I think you all had them distributed to you on the on your iPad.
I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes on February 13, 2024.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. Number four, public hearing on an application for site development plan in a planned district medical office. Lot 2, Block N of the Badger Ranch Addition, Phase 2 to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 16401 Badger Ranch Boulevard. And it's about 5.02 p.m. Woodway time, so I'll recess the P&Z meeting and open a public hearing. Would anyone like to address this matter? And if so, would you step to that podium and identify yourself? With your address.
Good afternoon. My name is David Nisbet with Nisbet Architecture. We are representing the owner on this project. We are the architect firm. And as what should be in your packet, we are requesting that we go through the property that we actually have a reduction of the setback requirements on the residential side, which would be to the west side of the property. It requires 10 foot now. We're requesting a 3'6" for our parking adjacent to that residential side. The project is a 5,600 square foot chiropractor office. That would be the primary tenant. They do have a shell space that's roughly 1,200 square feet that would be for a future tenant. Again, that would only be in an office type setup. So that's the building use. That's building one that's on the site. We do have a pad site at the north side of the property that would be for a future building of 5,600 square feet that would be adjacent to the PUD residential to that north side. And so the reason that I bring that up is because with the full build out of the site, the density that the owner wants to have, we need a total of 56 parking spaces. So right now, building one that's going in, which is part of this application, only requires 28. But we want to, it makes sense for us to go ahead and do the full site development, the parking, the fire lane drive, the location of the dumpster. All of those improvements really need to go in as the first part of this development. And so that, again, brings us to the point that we're asking for today, and that would be that that setback reduction on the west side where we are abutting a residential use.
Any questions?
You had said that that second building size was 5,600 square foot, but it shows on this plan, both of them drafted, it says estimated size 4,000 square foot, so it looks like two buildings.
Yeah, this was a little bit of a holdover from one of the earlier designs where we had two different buildings. As we started looking at it, we're really looking at 5,600 is about all we could really fit with the setback requirements that would be needed on that end.
So even with this 8,000 square foot width building and shifting that down to 5,600 square foot, that can't be adjusted to prevent needing that setback.
Yeah, and all of this is being driven by the owner's requirements of what they're trying to get within density for leasable use of that land, and that's kind of what's driving this.
So what we're looking at is not actual at this point. This is a previous draft.
Do you have any way you can put up on the screen what you actually have?
A
Those we was talking about, it showed the two. Which, and
which again, I guess what I'm trying, I'm sorry if I'm
confusing the issue. The square footage we're trying to capture is the amount we're trying to build as part of that future building. So I may have misspoke when I said 5,600.
But that's fine too, because you'll see that when it comes back, you'll see that before it's built. So whatever they propose for that other building, it'll come back to you anyway. So
we're really just doing
right now. It's just
parking lot in the first building.
It's grass. Yes, yes.
We're just going to do the site plan first, basically the parking lot, all the outside improvements, and then you're going to put up the structure later or another structure later.
Yeah, the principal structure, which will go in now, would be that chiropractor's office. That is the one that's located adjacent to Highway 84. That goes in with this site development. And then, obviously, we need the fire lanes and the dumpster. And the we have underground stormwater that is being conveyed through the property to the storm drain that's already available at that lower end of the site. So we need all of that to really go in first. And then the part that we would come back at some point in the future would be just for that second building. And that's not currently designed. And we're not asking for any approval on that piece now.
Just a quick question going back to the setback and the parking spots. I don't know if you can see, I'm looking at page 15 on here. Can you just clarify what set, is it the west side where we're looking to?
It, correct, the west side. There's 12 parking spots that are
okay,
that head in towards that fence. And we have, just to mention, we have gone through the Board of Adjustments, so we did get approval from them for being able to develop within that area. And we are still maintaining all of the boundary requirements. We're still providing the screening. We're still providing the privacy fence. All of the landscape buffering, the requirements, all of those are being met. We're just asking to be able to put that parking space within that 10-foot zone.
Is it a fire lane required enter exit when there is no turnaround? Is it the fire lane can just, because I see there is no turnaround for the fire truck.
There is. It's an alternative hammerhead approach, so they can pull in towards the dumpsters, then back up, and then make their turn to exit. That's part of the reason for why the configuration is kind of like a Y shape with the parking, is to accommodate the turnaround of a fire truck.
So if you didn't have the change, what would you have to reduce the square footage to the building at, approximately? I'm just curious.
Of the original building, the main building?
The one they're going in.
If they had to fit within normal setbacks.
Yeah, normal setbacks.
If you had normal current setbacks.
It's 10 foot.
I think that's
required, and 10 foot?
Yeah.
And you'll want to go 3 foot, right?
Yeah, we'd have to reduce the building by about 2,400 square feet.
Wow, that would be a lot.
Of the current build or of one of these?
Of the future. Because we'd be losing 12 spots if we didn't get this.
So you just move the spots to the future building. And are y'all going to be doing y'all are still going to be doing the fence screening and the landscape screening just in that 3 foot?
Right, we have it within the 3 foot zone, and then we have it bordering on either side. So, from Highway 84, you wouldn't be able to. We still have like Buford Hollies, I think, are shown on our landscaping plan. And again, for the development of the site, the owner's really pushing to, you know, he wants to be able to develop the entire site. So, just to make it part of his performa, if you will. That's why we've designed it this way.
Did you look at putting any parking behind those two future buildings?
Behind
it's a space back there. I don't know what the contour is.
Well, there's a setback requirement, and then there's also a easement that's part of the PUD, I believe. So there looks like a lot of space, there's really not that much usable space that we could capture.
Will either of the two future buildings encroach beyond the original 10-foot setback, or are you just asking for parking there? In other words, will the structure be within the 10-foot and the 3'6"?
Yeah, our structure is outside of any building setbacks. We are only asking for the parking, and it's only on the west side. The rest of the sides of the building, we're within the ordinance requirements.
Yeah, it's just parking only.
Yeah, it's just parking only. And on the PUD side, we don't have the full 10-foot setback requirement. It only kicks in on a single-family residence, which is where we abut on the west side.
The PUD side doesn't require it.
That's right. And the PUD would be to the north.
Right. That additional name or whatever for that street. Hoyt.
Correct.
And you're going to put a fence up.
That's correct. Fence and landscaping.
6 foot.
It is 6 foot, yes.
Is the entrance going to be this
wood fence?
It's a wood fence. And then we have our dumpsters over on that side, so we have a masonry enclosure and fencing.
You have an enclosure, dumpster
yep.
enclosure.
Yep.
Is that brick?
It is, yes.
Anything back there? Because there's houses back there.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. First, this would be 3 foot. It's this right here. This would still be over 10 foot. Yeah,
it's this right. So we need to protect these houses.
Because this is the property line.
Any other questions? Anybody?
I think, just to clarify, I think you already answered this, but I just want to make sure. I think what we're getting at is by allowing, for lack of a better word, allowing you to go to 3 foot just on the one side. I think we want to be sure we're not inadvertently also allowing a future building, like phase two building, to be within 3 foot.
You're not.
You answered that, but I just wanted to make sure I understood correctly.
We're honoring all of the setback requirements, and the building would never be in that zone. It's just for parking. And again, we see that that's most likely going to be staff parking, so it's not like it's a big changeover during the day. Staff comes in, they're there, turn around and leave. So it's, you know, again, we're just trying to look for what's the best use of that land. And in our opinion, we have it screened. We're meeting all the other requirements. We just want to be able to park there so we can get the full density we need on that piece of land.
Well, it's either going to be grass or asphalt or concrete, whichever you choose. So,
right.
You know.
Any other question? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to address the public hearing? For or against? Seeing no one, it's 5:13 p.m. I'll close the public hearing and reopen the P&Z meeting. John, I assume notice was given to those residents on Hoyt who would back up to that, to their houses?
Yes, sir. Also, legacy, yes. Anyone within 200 feet.
And so I'm just thinking in my own mind who would be impaired or concerned if you had a house on Hoyt backing up to that. Suddenly you're going to be parking cars and having overhead parking lights shining in my backyard, et cetera. Would I be offended by that? But I don't see anybody here complaining, so.
Yes, sir, I agree.
Was there anybody who came to the Board of Adjustment meeting?
I would have to let you know. I'm not completely positive.
One person
did. I remember now.
Would that be the complaint?
On the Badger side.
You love your dark backyard, and suddenly there are parking lots shining in my backyard, into my bedroom window, keeping me awake. Well, I'm just telling you what I've seen in the past.
Is this going to be uncovered or covered parking?
They're not showing a cover on them, no, sir. Just open parking.
Are you going to put a cover? They're not showing a cover.
Mm-hmm. They haven't shown.
I wouldn't think so.
They're just parking.
Of course, for doctors, sometimes doctors, they like covers.
Yeah, like we talked about the BOA earlier, I think it's February 15th, they had, at the BOA meeting, they allowed them to, because originally, backing up, because this is very unique, actually, because it's actually, you know, it's R1 on the west side, it's PUD on the north side, it's another commercial lot, you know, on the east side, and so they're basically got three different zones, and so PUD, right, there's no setbacks required, no backyard setbacks, like in an R1, so that's why they had to go to the BOA for that. And this is basically to let them put parking spaces where it should be basically grass on that, on in 6.5 feet of the 10-foot setback on that west side.
So if they ever wanted to put a cover through there, they couldn't put a cover because the setback would be.
That's what I'm, what, if they can't encroach with a new building within what he's asking for, what are, exactly are we allowing to be put up? Is it just parking? Is it parking in light poles? Is it parking in
dumpsters? I'm assuming there's
dumpsters,
nothing but parking lot and parking lot lights is what I'm assuming.
But it's, yeah, I just want to clarify what specifically we would be allowing so that other things don't show up later.
Right, so specifically they're asking for the allowance of parking spaces, and I think some of the dumpster screen would fall in on that far side, or the access to the dumpster screen. But yeah, you're very specific. If they came, if anything that above and beyond those two items, they would have to come back and it would come again. Just like if they decide to ever build another building, same thing, it would come back to you for review. It would go through the same process that the original building went through.
So if they were wanting to put a cover on it, they would have to come back to apply for that cover?
They definitely would. And I think in this instance, I'm not sure on the vertical structure in that setback, but it would probably come back for another variance, I would guess, just like the parking.
Okay. Okay.
This does not allow them to do whatever they want to in those parking spots. You're saying,
right.
You're saying either they can or cannot make these parking spots. It does not allow them to do whatever they want with it, if that makes sense.
Because if you put a cover, there's a lot of difference between a cover between 10 foot and 3 foot. As far as a 6-foot fence on the other side, you can,
I see what you're saying.
The ask is specifically for parking. I'm back on the ask from Nesbitt Architecture. Variance is requested to allow the parking to extend.
Yes.
Right.
That's just all they're asking for. So
pavement.
I'm assuming there's no light poles closer to someone's backyard, but that may be an assumption.
And we don't honestly have rules for lighting, right, in our current situation. We don't really have rules for lighting as far as restrictions or guidance on lights, parking lot lighting.
So there's no setback on the lighting?
Well, lighting, I mean, that's not a vertical, that's not a structure, that's just light. But as far as I know, you may correct me,
there are no lighting.
There's no lighting in the parking
lot. Lighting's on the interior of the parking lot. Wouldn't it be on the interior of the parking lot? It wouldn't be on the edge.
But they don't have any exterior lighting.
We have looked at it so that we're not impacting any of the light off of the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's pretty low.
Gotcha.
But again, we don't like in our current ordinances, we're not really regulating lighting on commercial properties.
Yeah. You sure about that?
Pretty sure.
It would be within setbacks, wouldn't it? Any lighting put up permanent structure wise?
Well, a light pole is not a structure, though. It's not structural. Yeah.
Do you plan to put up any parking? Well, you're probably.
Well, he said they didn't. They didn't plan on putting any parking lines.
I mean, lighting. They're probably not going to be open past dark anyway, are they?
We're only lighting around the building.
Yeah.
You're not going to do any parking
lines. Were we just wasting a lot of breath?
First, you ever sold the property?
It has been a problem in the past, and I was just going to encourage you to be conscientious. If you did, to make sure you use that new downward flashing light that comes down. That, you know, not up, because we've had complaints when the nursing home was built on Highway 84. The residences right behind it suddenly had big lights illuminating their backyards, you know. And so we just asked, if you were to do something like that, be conscientious about that.
Now, the nature of this business is they want to be able to tap into that residence for any kind of business, and so I'm pretty sure they don't want to make
any other questions of the city? Anybody?
Thank you.
You done?
Before making comments,
yes, sir.
Before we
please
make
do.
A motion, you know, living in the city of Woodway and looking out for fellow citizens, I mean, we're talking about, and it's only 7 feet maybe difference, but you're talking about a dumpster 7 foot closer to your backyard.
Absolutely.
And I think those setbacks are there for a reason, mm-hmm. to protect our citizens and our residential areas. So I'm not going to tell anybody how to vote, but I think we ought to be mindful of and precedents it can set if we start moving things around. Because at the end of the day, somebody bought this property, and instead of maximizing what was available, they've pushed that limit to now ask us to make a variance so that their business plan works. So their business plan didn't fall within the original guidelines of the purchase.
Right.
So.
Can I clarify one thing?
Sure.
So the dumpster screen was in the original setback. It's not, it wouldn't be within the 10-foot setback that the BOA approved. Does that make sense?
No.
So originally, those parking spots, the BOA allowed them to get rid of the original 40-foot setback on the west side.
The Badger Group allowed that, is what you're saying.
The BOA, yeah. The Board of Adjustments allowed them. Originally, it should have been a 40-foot setback on that side of the property. Yep. The dumpster screen was within that 40 feet. It's not within the proposed, which would be 10-foot, that they're asking now. Does that make sense?
But the dumpster's in the back corner.
The dumpster's definitely in the back corner, but it's not within.
There's a bigger setback, though, for the dumpster.
But so the dumpsters cannot be within a 40 feet, but they give them the Board of Adjustment approved.
No, it's not. No, I'm saying the original setback was 40 foot on that side. It has nothing to do with the dumpster screen.
Okay.
The original setback was 40 feet. Uh-huh. The Board of Adjustment said removed it, that 40 feet setback requirement, and it would default to the 10 foot. And that's what they're asking. The dumpster screen is not within that 10-foot.
So
either way, the dumpster screen's outside of what they're asking for.
But it's already potentially 30 feet closer to someone's back fence than it would have been previously. Not.
I wouldn't say. Well, it's about. It's maybe
40 to 10 feet.
It's maybe 10 or 12. It's pretty. It looks like it's a. It's the width of a. I'm not exactly sure how far it is. It's probably 25 foot from the fence, if I was guessing.
So they have to go back to the Board of Adjustment for first one they did away with 40 feet, and the second time from 10 foot to 3.5 foot, correct?
6.5, yes.
6.5. So they have to go two times, and both times Board of Adjustment.
Well, and both of those fall under different rules, and that's why this rule is for you, the other rule is for BOA, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
What got them on that was the backyard, which is in the purview of the BOA. You're just in regular setback right now with this one.
Okay.
John,
sure.
One thing to bring up, someone had asked about the residence, and the only concern they had was that it wasn't like a restaurant or a quick service type of place.
They didn't want a restaurant.
They didn't want a restaurant, and this is office. Matter of fact, they don't even need a dumpster other than just to meet city requirements. So it's talking about paper goods, those kind of things. There's not smelly things that are in the dumpster that we have to deal with. And the only time that would happen is a new project would have to come in that would gain approval from this whole process again, if it were to ever change to like a restaurant.
But we don't know what's going in the next two buildings either.
No, but you'll see those two. So.
But you cannot go back and negate what you approved as far as the setback. Because even if it comes with a restaurant, you cannot say no.
Then it's there, yeah.
You mean through the after develop process? Yeah. If it changes uses, then yes, it comes back as an after develop.
Right, but the other 2,000-4,000, if they do restaurant, we cannot say no, because if right. It's allowed as per the zoning.
Yeah, if it's allowed, it's allowed.
So then you do have what he's saying currently wouldn't.
No, I'm
potential for future.
Hypothetical.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Hypothetical talk.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're exploring all the what ifs.
I see what you're saying.
Yes, it's not going to change. That's what I'm saying. If the restaurant comes, the dumpster stays.
Right, but under current conditions, the dumpster is allowed whether you
right.
approve or deny the request for parking. The dumpster is still allowed to go where it's at right now. Right. The dumpster screen has really no effect on the parking spots because it's already allowed in that where it's at. If that makes any sense.
And probably they do the restaurant, 56 space may not be enough, right?
Well, restaurants are 1 to 100. That would probably change. Yeah, that would change up the parking requirements. Oh, no, 58 would not be enough, no. Well, it's like I said, it's in the future, so there's no way to know. It's all based on the size of the building, and so all those variables that come in when you're trying to figure that out. That's why I use an old.
After the building design page,
yeah,
scroll right 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages, and you can see where the original 40-foot building setback was, and you can kind of get a gauge for the dimensions.
Yeah, it shows it on the picture that shows the parking requirements. Yeah.
It's not telling me what page we're on.
Yeah, mine's not either.
Did you look at? Are you on your bookmarks?
Yes. I opened it. Books app. John, as far as drainage, it meets all city requirements.
Yes, it's all drains to the. I believe that back corner.
Drains
there's
towards
a, there's,
residence corner.
There's existing storm drain there.
That's the 44.
Well, there's a big difference in the value of the property with 2,400 square foot developed or undeveloped. So that's a huge difference. So that little strip of parking that they're asking
for, but
I also makes a huge difference in money value.
If they shrink, if they make two buildings into, so you have, 100% of that space, you made one building at 75%, then you don't lose the full 12.
Right.
It can be redesigned. It's not all or nothing.
Yes. I see.
Yeah. Again, too, though, you'll get another bite at that whenever they decide to do something. We have no idea what they're doing now.
At the same time, plan development doesn't require any building setback. So they could have parking at zero lot line. Whereas this is 10 foot. They're still meeting the screening requirements. It's two houses, 1.5 houses, and neither one of those owners came to the Board of Adjustments meeting.
The tripwire is residential use abutting commercial. That's the tripwire. If it was just another commercial lot, it would just be whatever. You could park up next to the lot line.
Did you say Board of Adjustments? Or you said the HOA conceded the 40?
No, that's the BOA.
BOA.
The BOA met on the 15th of February.
BOA. Board of Adjustments.
They already met, and they conceded down the 40 foot down to 10?
Yes, sir. They conceded the 40 down.
So now we're being asked to let them build in the 10 foot.
Because they're out of two different areas of the ordinance is why. The yard setback is under the purview of Board of Adjustments. Yeah. This setback to put, you're basically letting them put parking spots over green space, that falls under the purview of planning and zoning. It's very complicated, but that's why they didn't go.
So Board of Adjustments doesn't look at that.
They did not. They looked at the yard requirement, which it was 40 feet, and they ruled that they could do away with that yard requirement. The two are not connected. If
the
that
only
makes.
Thing they're building in that 40 foot is the dumpster.
R1.
But building the building setback is only for buildings, not parking. Correct.
So, no, the yard requirement says it had to be 40 feet of green space. They couldn't build anything, nothing but grass in that 40 feet.
No, that's crazy.
Because it has to mirror the R1 lots, which the minimum is, 40 foot of backyard. Yeah. That's what the BOA judged on. So it could have been nothing but grass for that 40 feet as a buffer between residential.
From 40 foot to 3.5.
Now, the north side, right, it's PUD, so the rules are all different. That's why it's kind of weird.
Is this in Badger Ranch HOA?
This, yes, it was originally built in Badger Ranch.
And it meets HOA, they've waived setback requirements?
I don't know any rules for their HOA, I have no idea.
Rick, I was told the commercial property is not part of the HOA.
Okay.
Homeowners Association.
And that may be, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Because I had an issue, try to refer to the HOA, and
that's what
I was told through that email service,
that it's not part of the HOA.
Okay.
Right. I guess it's only homeowners, maybe?
Maybe, yeah, it's homeowners.
I didn't think about it. But it was platted originally through Badger Ranch, but yeah, as far as HOA is, I don't know. That was all planted commercial on the front back in 07 when they originally platted all that.
Yeah, I know that whole front strip's commercial.
So I guess whatever decision we make, but if it does approve, then it's going to be kind of like from here forward, that might be the way a lot of developers will look at it.
It's a precedent.
This is case by case.
But it's kind of once you make one approval, then that kind of puts the green light.
I don't think we have a precedent. I disagree with you. Because it is case by case. And the important thing in my mind is the fact that the Board of Adjustments had a meeting and no citizens showed up. And we're having a meeting tonight and no citizens have shown up. And if I was all bent out of shape about it, I'd be sitting out there raising cane right now. And they're not here. So if they're not here, they don't care. And if they don't care, then we just take the advice of our professionals.
Behind the fence.
Yeah. It's behind the fence.
Yeah. I will point out one more thing for you. They are fencing the entire two sides of the property. You know, the requirements, 50% fencing, 50% vegetation, but they are going to fence both sides completely.
Right.
So as a kind of a benefit, I guess.
That's good.
So any other questions for me? Thoroughly confused?
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're supposed to item B, discussion and consider action on a report recommendation to the City Council regarding a site development plan in the Plan District Medical Office. By the way, I want to stop right there, freeze for a moment. Medical office, is our zoning specified that specific?
Yes, sir.
So what will they do when they want to put restaurants into the back end of that?
Well, it's also allowed.
So it's not that specific?
No, there's a list of allowed uses.
Okay, so but not one that's just labeled.
So it would read commercial use approval, not medical office use approval.
Yeah, we just make sure that use is allowed in commercial.
Okay, so it's not a zoning that's called medical office.
No, sir.
I'm going to continue. Lot 2, Block N, Badger Ranch Edition, Phase 2 of the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located 16401 Badger Ranch Boulevard. Would anyone like to consider taking action on the request?
I'll make a motion and we recommend to the City Council regarding the site development plan and plan district in parentheses medical office, Lot 2, Block N, Badger Ranch Edition, Phase 2 to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 16401 Badger Ranch Boulevard.
Second.
There's a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Approved to be passed on to the City Council. Thank you.
Are you approving the exceptions too?
Pardon me?
The exceptions, you approving those too?
Yes.
Yes. I thought that's what we were doing.
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Staff updates.
There are no staff updates this time.
Most important motion of all. Number 6.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye with no discussion.
Aye. Aye. Aye.